Thank you, Neil, for joining us. I'll let you into a little secret. I was a bit concerned about today. I was like, why are we playing Bolton, given where we are? But transpires, it's a bit of a masterstroke. That was a very good run out.
Yeah, we did well. You know, it's hard, isn't it, Ben, when we... You know, no disrespect to the teams we've played. You know, and I talk about not kicked a ball for 7 months, and, you know, we played the Legends, we played Bury, and we played Bay Cup, and everyone expects you to win. For me, I was encouraging people to make mistakes and get on the ball. We've had a really good week at training. We knew about Bolton. You know, full respect to Ian Everett and his management staff to bring in the full first team today. And we knew it would be a test, but I've got a good group of lads in there, and they showed today that they've not just got the ability on the football. I just thought, you know, to a man, they just worked and worked and worked and worked really hard, and they retained information, and we gave a really good account of ourselves, and, you know, disappointed that we conceded at the end, but, you know, that's what happens when you play against, you know, really good organised teams.
It came moments after Sinclair Smith could have sealed the deal, really. I mean, what brilliant tenacity and skill, really.
I mean, listen, I've just said in the dressing room, what really pleases me is when my assistant manager challenges two people in Finn Sinclair Smith and Trey Pemberton to get in the manager's, you know, kind of eyesight, because I don't think they've, you know, hit the heights that they can do pre-season. I thought both of them come on today, they were excellent. Finn's got that, you know, jinx both ways, and then bent one against the post. And we were really unlucky. I thought it was in. You know, Cedric hit one in the first half, and I thought that was in. But, you know, really good, and we're disappointed we've conceded at the end. But, you know, you listen to the fans at the end of the game, they know that we've given them a good game today and given a really good account of ourselves.
We ended up giving man of the match to Michael Donoghue.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Don't know if you agree with that or not. But
not surprised. Although Donoghue's in the first half was back to his best. You know, again, another one who's maybe struggled in pre-season. And, you know, they miss a fully. They think of someone like Donoghue. He's lived with the ball at his feet since he was 16, or through the professional ranks 5 days a week. And all of a sudden he has 7 months off and he's just training. It takes him time, but today his drive, his work rate, his effort, dropped in at left back. You know, we brought him off with a sore knee, but yeah, I fully concur with that. I think he was outstanding, as I do with everybody.
You put Aaron back at right back because obviously we've got Trialis 6, long running, yeah, great performances still continuing. Trialis 5 though, wow, there was a ball that he played which found Trialis 10, and you just think to yourself, if those two played a bit longer together, Trialis 10 probably would have took that first time and absolutely whacked it. But it's stuff like that. You must be pleased with the way those two performed today.
I'm really pleased. You know, we've got our, if you argue, our mainstay, you know, Doyley and Jones, who played the majority of my tenure here. Doyley's gone and Jones is out injured. You know, we've uncovered two gems there in Trialis, and I've got to make a decision on whether or not, you know, we've got something for them. But you can see that.
Are you tempted with a pair of them?
Yeah, of course. I mean, because, you know, if Curtis goes down, who then steps in? But I think we've got strength. You know, we do things the right way here. We've got a good, people talk about us for the right reasons, good reputation, good football inside. The club look after people. You know, the pitches, I've got to pay superlatives to the Jimmy again, the groundsman. The pitch is amazing, and people want to come play football here. So, you know what, I've got to do a little bit of work, see whether or not I can get these deals done. But we'll be doing everything we can do, because, you know, we're beginning to formulate a really positive squad here.
Just before you go, Neil, can we just talk about the opening gambit of the season and what FC United have got with regards to how this league campaign kicks off? I mean, it couldn't get any tougher, could it? Warrington away, Morpeth at home, Buxton and South Shields away.
I'm glad you told me, Ben, because I haven't had a look at it, to be honest. Well, flipping heck. The fixtures came out and I thought, who's trying to stitch us up here in the league? You know, four powerhouses in the league, three out of the four, I'd say, that, you know, could probably go and win the league. It's going to be tough, isn't it? But they'll look at FC United, and, you know, if they do the homework, they'll see what we're about. And, you know, we're going into the season with our feet on the ground, with our own expectations in the dressing room. We know that we're going to have to play the likes of South Shield, Buxton, you know, Morpeth, Warrington at some point of the season. They're all coming collectively all at once. But, you know, there's a laughing joke here that we're slow starters at FC United. But for us to achieve our objective this season, we've got to get out of the traps early doors and not give teams, you know, a three-game head start. So it's going to be tough, but we're going to be ready. You know, and all these games are a preparation for August the 14th when we go to Warrington.
We're Darwin next.
Yeah.
I mean, how important is Darwin now? Because we are getting to the finalised things. So
Darwin's really important to me because it will show me completely a different opposite. So mentality, attitude, turn up against a county side like we did against Bay Cup. Can you go and perform like that? And if we do, we should win the game comfortably. Will today have taken things out of people's legs? Do we have to change things? So, you know, Darwin, we're here today. You know, the management staff were here. They're good friends of mine. And, you know, they'll look at that and think we're in for a game. But, you know, as we've done against Bolton today, they'll raise the game against us. And we've got to be on our A game. We've got to start winning games of football. You know, we've got Darwin, it's Enfield, you know, and then the games, you know, I think we're running out of games now before pre-season starts. So You can tell by watching, we're doing a lot of work on the training ground and things are working, but there's nothing as good as playing games. So can't wait for Darwin on Tuesday night, and hopefully we can get as many fans there as possible.